Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. If you just joined us, Tyrone Poole joining us here with his multiple Super Bowl rings. Sam and Greg here. So we're going to tap into his knowledge, send him around the Falcons division.
Around the division. And yes. I mean, we think about the quarterbacks in this division. We got some outstanding quarterbacks who've established themselves, one in New Orleans. You know, the one up in as an MVP made it to the Super Bowl up in Carolina. We know what Matt has done here also. And the one down in Tampa is still a question. Talented as can be, we just don't know which one we're going to get when the door and the bus opens. So I go around the league and tell us as a cornerback on that side, if you come breaking the huddle and you're facing, first of all, Drew Brees, you know, how do you deal with him and the things he likes to do?
Well, here's the thing with Drew and Sean Payton. You want to talk about a system. Sean Payton teaches Drew Brees when he hit that back foot, hits the ground, that ball is coming out. So what I would study and on defense, we would basically say we have to be in position. You can't give the Saints, you can't give Drew Brees an inch. You can't get a receiver even look like he's open because that's where Drew is going to go. But you've seen that if you get Drew off his pattern, then that system, as Greg said, starts to have problems. So it's about making the right adjustment. But I love Drew. I think he's one of the top quarterbacks. He's in my top three.
Talk about the guy up in Carolina. Talk about Cam. And I mean, we've seen him do a lot of some things. We've seen him have some struggles. Some people think he shouldn't run as much as he does. I know somebody was a corner. You probably don't want to see him doing any running.
hit him low.
but thoughts about him and what he can do when he's at his best.
Yeah.
And how you face him.
Yeah. No, when Cam is at his best, he's unstoppable. But the thing with Cam is it's not his arm strength. I think it's his touch. And sometimes that throwing off that back leg does allow his balls to sail over the receiver. So the finesseness, which all comes back with just technique, you know, throwing off that proper leg, not the back leg, because if you throw off the back leg, your shoulders are too high. And you can overthrow the receiver, which could lead into overthrow or interception. But Cam is a threat. You know, he's a threat to run the ball. He's a threat to throw the ball. He brings excitement to the team. And so the thing with Cam, I would say, hey, you know what? Get him out of the pocket. Make him have to throw the ball from the pocket, so to speak, because you know he's going to use bad technique. But also try to get into his head because he is the energy of that team. You know, he does the Superman thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you can get him off of that, from doing that, then you kind of, you know, get into his game.
Can I just follow up on that? Because is Cam Newton, because I was trying to think of somebody his size, if not bigger. Roethlisberger doesn't run like Cam.
No.
Nobody runs like Cam at his size. And is that the detriment to him at that position? Because we have seen him not get calls that other quarterbacks have gotten when they got hit because he's the size of a running back. If you're his offensive coordinator, wouldn't you years ago have told him, listen, this is the price of doing business for you being this size and the speed. We got to pull this back, as Sam just alluded to. They're trying to get him, but instinct is instinct. Once you're out there and the play is going, you know, you just sort of revert back to what you know, right?
And you know what? That's a great point you make, Greg, and I'm actually going to go back even farther. I think sometimes if you look at it in high school, they put the best athlete at quarterback. And they just tell him, hey, run, run, run. If it's not there, take off and run. So like you said, Greg, that instinct started. So I fought his high school coach. I'm going to go all the way back to his high school coach. You know, he's the one that instituted that put that in Cam's head.
Coach Dallas Austin, he might be listening this morning, but go ahead.
well, I'm pretty sure he's probably saying, you know, hey, we told him to run. But, You know, so it goes into college, you know, and now he's running and he's nervous. So we're going to revert back. It's like that flight or fight syndrome. You're going to go back to what you know. But I think as he's getting older, kind of like with Vic, you know, Andy Reid. Now, I personally think, you know, I still respect Michael Vick. You know, when he got to Philadelphia, Andy Reid tried to work with him. But I think Andy got him too late.
Yeah.
And if Andy had gotten Mike when he first came out, oh, man, Mike would have been like a Steve Young.
Yeah.
He'd have been like a Steve Young, no doubt in my mind. But when you have done something repetitively, it's hard to get rid of. It's like playing golf. If you've been swinging in a certain way, like with Michael Johnson, track runner, you know, the 200, they were like, he run like a salamander, you know. But, man, you know what?
Man,
don't break it.
He gets, I mean, getting hit, like they say, everybody's got a plan until they get hit.
Yes.
And you're right, but enough hits, and some have knocked him out for a while. Adjust your game, man. We talked about adjustments earlier throughout this.
Yeah, yeah.
And I understand instinct is there, but there's things you don't do as a pro that you used to do in college or used to in high school because you know that it's, you know, it's not helping, if you will. It's not helping me. It's not helping my team. I'm just fascinated at the fact that this guy, given his size, did learn it. Of all the people that are out there playing that position that run – he should not be one of them because he's not your average quarterback. He's a running back playing that position. Listen, we only got a few minutes left here. Want to get your thoughts on Jameis Winston?
Jameis Winston and Matt Ryan and what the Falcons need. So we're going to get that, stick a pin in it. We're going to come back. We're going to take one more break and come back and do more. We got Tyrone Poole in studio, in the Kia Studios with us on this game day.
All swolled up.
Yeah, he is.
All swolled up, making us
working
look bad.
Thing.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game at 92.9thegame.com.
Good morning, Georgia. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Sam and Greg, we are talking football.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Morning.
Yeah, morning. We got Tyrone Poole in the Kia Studios.
Morning. Hang on, man. I was trying to say that. It's a beautiful morning.
It is. It is a beautiful morning.
You in a hurry. You out the blocks quick. Yeah, now we got to back up and start again and all that.
Come on.
We do have a special guest in here.
Blow the whistle.
Yeah, blow the whistle. Anyway, go ahead. You were introducing our special guest.
No, you can follow him on Twitter at the Tyrone Poole 38, at Tyrone Poole 38, here in the Kia Studios with us. We were talking about the quarterbacks around the NFC South.
Yes.
We had talked about Charlotte. We talked about New Orleans. Talk about Tampa now. He's the big question mark to me, Jameis Winston. When the door opens on the bus, we don't know which one gets off. How do you deal with this guy? He's got to, really, you know.
Yeah, you're right.
He's right.
But you know the talent that he has. How do you prepare for him? If you're a cornerback, you break in the huddle, and this guy's on the other side.
Well, like you said, I think the one thing with Jameson, he has the talent. That's why he's playing in the NFL. But I think it's the mental. You know, you get certain plays where he looks like a quarterback, and then you follow up with some plays like, what did you just do? So with him, I would say, you know, if he can keep his head clean. And if I'm a defensive player, I'm like, let's get into his head. So his head thing is my situation with him.
My question is, and remove yourself from the player and put yourself on the coaching staff. But this is year what? Four? Five?
Five.
How long do we wait for those, what happens between his years to straighten up and those knucklehead plays not to happen on and off the field? Yeah. How long do you wait as the leader of this team?
Well, here's the thing. I think, like you said, there's a time limit in the NFL. But I think if you truly, truly, with the way they pay guys, I understand that, hey, we got to make it happen now. But if a guy has talent, you know, it's almost like a relationship. If you know that there's potential there, you know, I think you kind of bear it a little bit longer. So I think the reason why they're bearing a little bit longer, because they understand that if we could just get him to – it's only a few things that keeping him from being where he needs to be. So I think sometimes that, you know – keeps it around.
Yeah.
It just seems like the ego of a lot of coaches, doesn't it? I'm the one who can fix him.
Yeah.
We see it from players all the time. Yeah. Player has a problem in this city. A coach comes in, I can fix him. And then it doesn't happen. You know, this guy moves on to another city.
I think he needs another player to come in. Really, somebody to really – because some guys, you can get paid so much, you can't tell them what to do unless it's somebody who make more than them or got more respect than that person. So.
Yeah, that might be what they're lacking in the locker room down there. All right, let's talk about our fellas here, the Atlanta Falcons and Matt Ryan. You know, we know what he's done. We know what he's capable of doing. We've seen him at his best. We've seen him struggle. The team did some things to give him some help as far as offensive line. Thoughts about Matt and, you know, when you face him, break the huddle, some things that you see that you're going to want to check on your list.
Yeah. See, here's the thing with Matt. Matt is a consistent quarterback. Regardless of what people want to say about him, Matt is consistent. You look at his numbers last year and look at his numbers even in 2012 when he had the great year under Dirk Cutter, who is back this year. So the guy's consistent. Like you say, I don't care who you are, you can't be productive picking yourself up off the ground. You know, I don't care who you are. You don't like to get hit. Just like Greg was alluding to earlier, you need to slide. You don't need to run. Still, like you say, you don't want to get hit. So, but Matt is a great quarterback. If I think of playing against him, his arm strength is always a question. So you want to try to make him throw that deep ball because you know he's not going to be a lot of zip on it. But I like Matt.
When you see a Devontae Freeman back and got all his moves and all that sort of stuff from a defensive back, what does that do to you? Is that the equivalent of having a mobile quarterback? When you got that special kind of running back there, Ezekiel in Dallas, you got Devontae. When he's healthy, he breaks ankles.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering from a defensive back, you're keeping your eye on certain things, but those special players, those skill positions on those certain teams, those guys, and he's one of them, that makes you sort of keep your head on a swivel.
Yeah. Yeah. With guys like that, what they normally tell the defense, and I go back in the day talking about Barry Sanders. They would say you got to stay in your gap. Stay in your gap. If he's running to the right, stay in your gap because he's going to come back to you. So you have a Devontae Freeman, somebody like that. Defensively, we got to stay in our gap. If you got the A gap, stay in the A gap. If you got the B gap, stay there and make the play. So that's how you stop guys like that, working as a team.
Yeah, yeah. We talked about that and back that he's back healthy. We talked about the offensive line and, you know, the Falcons have made some moves to bolster that. What else does this team need now to get back and contend with New Orleans in the South and hopefully get back to another Super Bowl run? The clock is ticking for some players on this team.
It is ticking. Tick, 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 tick. I think the Falcons do have an opportunity this year. I think they have all the pieces in place. They're still one of the most talented teams in the NFL when you look at it. And again, like we alluded to, adjustability. They can make a few adjustments here and there during game situations and keep Matt off the ground. Looking at some of the stats last night and just keeping up with the Falcons and all of sports, if you look at the number of teams that that went to the playoffs, all eight, they ran the ball more than the Falcons. You know, they ran the ball almost 100 times. You know, you look at the Baltimore Ravens, they ran the ball almost 500-something times. You look at the Falcons, I think they were like 300-something. So that tells me that they are being put in situations where they got to throw the ball more.
Yeah.
So that's why you see Matt getting knocked down. But at the same time, if you can give Matt that opportunity to mix it up, run, pass, then I think the Falcons go back to the Super Bowl. They're not missing those many pieces.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.